Hey guys, this is Evernest Utopia, and this is the aftercare for brainwashing your roommate into your femboy sex slave, specifically for people who enjoy or seek out content revolving around non-consent. As such, we're probably going to be using the R word here and there, just because I think it's important to talk about it with the tags. So, first off, if you enjoyed this audio, I hope you feel good about that. I think sometimes when the listener is the recipient of, or sorry, when the speaker character, right, my character, when my character, the speaker character is the recipient of non-consent, sometimes it can be easy to feel guilty or like bad. So I guess I'd like you to understand that I, no Everdus Utopias were harmed in the making of this audio. I had a good time making it, and you shouldn't feel bad, you know? Obviously, like, we shouldn't be actually brainwashing people in real life, to do anything. But, you know, as a fantasy, right, that everybody is entering, with the understanding of what's gonna happen, then, I think that's good. So, even though, you know, like, the speaker character is being taken advantage of in the fantasy, I want you guys to be able to feel good about yourselves if this is something that you do enjoy. And I do hope you enjoy it, because, you know, that's why I make these. And that's really it. You know, I thought this might be a good week to go over the Fries acronym again. We've kind of brought it up in the past couple weeks worth of aftercare, but I thought it was kind of important because, like, you know, sometimes there's a little bit of dissonance over, like, who wants to use the rape tag on what kind of audio, right? So I thought I'd go over it, right? I don't know. So Fries is an acronym. I got it from Planned Parenthood. I don't know if they originated it, but basically each letter in the word Fries, F-R-I-E-S, stands for a different pillar that must constitute consent. And if any of these pillars is missing, you know, it doesn't count as consent, and it's non-consent. And that's why we tag audios as such, you know? It's just to make sure that people understand what they're getting into, you know. So I thought we'd go over it real quick. So the F in Fries stands for freely given, meaning that, you know, you're giving your consent without any form of, like, external pressure or influence, like drugs or alcohol or, you know, blackmail. So, you know, this audio would violate freely given because, yeah, by the end, the speaker character is begging for it, but, you know, he's under the influence of the brainwashing program, right? And so that doesn't count. So right off the bat, we're already in the realm of non-consent, right? The second letter in Fries is R, so reversible, meaning that you can take back your consent whenever you want, right? That one doesn't really apply as much to the audio, but I think it's good to know, right? Because sometimes we can feel like, oh, I said yes to something once, or like I said something earlier, but like now I don't really want to do it, right? And so sometimes we can feel like, you know, it's because we already said yes, we have to go through with it. And so what this is telling us is, no, that's not the case. You're always allowed to rescind your consent and say, you know, even though I said yes earlier, now I'm saying no, and that no should still stand and count and be respected. The third letter is I, which stands for informed, meaning that you can only consent to something if you understand fully what you are consenting to, right? So our speaker character maybe consented to wearing the VR headset. Excuse me. Recovering from a cold, understands that he was going to put on the VR headset, but he didn't understand fully, like, the full story that he was going to get brainwashed into being a femboy sex slave, right? And so, because he wasn't given this information, he couldn't have known what he was consenting to, so he couldn't have given consent, right? So that's I, right? And so, same thing for anybody out there, you know, if you don't know what you're getting into, then you don't have a full way of, like, consenting to it, right? You can't consent to something if you haven't been told that it's going to happen to you. or if you haven't expressed that you want it to happen, right? Like, if he had said beforehand, you know, I want to get brainwashed into being a femboy, then that would be one thing, you know? Maybe that's a different audio. So the fourth letter in Fries is E, which stands for enthusiastic, which means that you should really want to do the things that you were doing when it comes to consent, right? Not just kind of like, oh, you know, I guess it's okay, or like, all right, like, maybe it'll end soon, or like, the other person really wants to do it, so I guess, right? Like, that doesn't really count. Like, being kind of like coerced into it, or like not really into it, you know? Like, why do something if you don't want to do it, right? Like, if it's one thing if you're like neutral about something and you want to, and like making a partner feel good is, you know, something that you enjoy, right? That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, like, there's something that you like really don't want to do, and you know, like, that you deserve to have that respected, right? If you don't like blowjobs, if you don't like, you know, if you're not in the mood for sex, or like whatever, right? That's it. So something interesting is, like, I think maybe sure, maybe like once the speaker character is fully hypnotized, he's pretty enthusiastic about it, right? But first off, like, there are parts where he's not as enthusiastic about it as the hypnosis is still, like, settling in. And also, just because... excuse me. Just because he's enthusiastic about it doesn't mean that, you know, other tenets of Fry's haven't been violated, right? We've already talked about how informed and freely given... consent was not part of his experience, right? So, I think this is even going through enthusiastic consent is probably a good sign of a good lesson. I don't know words right now. It's probably a good point of saying, like, just because, like, you gave somebody one form of consent doesn't mean that you fulfilled all five checkboxes, right? It's gotta be all five or nothing, right? If you miss one, it doesn't count. And the last letter in Fries is specific, which means saying yes to one thing doesn't mean that you're saying yes to another thing, right? So just because he said yes to the VR headset doesn't mean he said yes to being brainwashed, right? And this is applicable to all sorts of stuff, right? Just because you agreed to, like, kissing doesn't mean you agreed to sex. Just because you agreed to handholding doesn't mean you agreed to kissing. Just because you agreed to a date doesn't mean that you agreed to handholding, right? Like you can pick and choose what you are consenting to. There's no package deal. There's no, like, well, if you held my hand, now we have to fuck. Like, that's not how handholding works. Yeah, so... you know, we can see three of these pillars of consent have been broken in this audio. And just because he was enthusiastic about it doesn't mean that it was freely given or informed consent, right? So that's just stuff. I think it's just useful tools that we can internalize, both for how we're treating people and also how we should be treated, right? I think... a common theme that I kind of run into is, like, we forget to respect our own boundaries, or we forget to remember that we deserve to have our own boundaries. So, yeah, that's it. That's really what I wanted to go over. But again, if you enjoyed this audio, right, just because, like, you left the roommate character, like, mumbling and broken at the end, like... you don't have to feel bad. I'm a really important part of this aftercare to me is trying to absolve you of guilt. The last thing I want is for somebody to, like, feel bad in a way that they didn't want to feel bad, right? If you want to, I want you to come in here and own the fantasy of brainwashing and mind breaking a roommate, and to have that and have it be a good thing. And nobody can take that from you, you know? Like, there are gonna be people who kink shame, there are gonna be people who don't understand, and there are gonna be people who are respectfully not into it, and that's also fine, right? But, like, you know, this is a space for you to enjoy this stuff, and if I got to be a step on that journey for you, then you know, then that's then my